As we begin the final day of this challenge, I'm very hopeful about your future. I'm sure that you're headed in the right direction and that this setback will lift soon, if it hasn't started to lift already. Yes, you'll probably face additional setbacks in the future, but the difference is that you'll be ready for them. The most effective way to overcome setbacks is to be prepared. Today, I want to teach you one of the more important skills that will help you to prepare for any future setbacks you may face. You already know to expect setbacks. It's helpful to have knowledge that they will come, but it's even more helpful to be able to predict when they will come. The way to develop this skill is to begin identifying your setback triggers. A trigger is something that leads to a setback. It's a circumstance, event, feeling, or other situation that tends to cause setbacks for you personally. Oftentimes, triggers follow predictable patterns. The same things tend to trigger a setback for you more than once. The purpose of knowing your triggers is not to avoid them. In fact, it's often necessary to approach your triggers head-on in order to step outside your safe zone. Rather, the goal is to know more about them so you can predict when a setback might occur and be less surprised when they happen. How does this help you? Well, the less surprised you are, the less resistance you will feel. It'll be easier to accept and allow the setback because you knew it was coming. It will help you avoid an excess of nervous energy that can prolong setbacks. You will move through them faster and easier. So here's your task for today. Write out a list of situations that you believe trigger setbacks for you. If you're experiencing a setback right now, what happened right before it began? What did you notice? When you think back on other setbacks you've had in the past, do you see any common patterns? As you write out your list, consider the following categories. The first category is emotions, such as guilt, shame, frustration, anger. Do you notice any particular emotions that often occur before a setback? Another category is places. Do setbacks tend to happen after going somewhere specific? You can also think about people. For example, maybe you have a setback every time a certain family member visits, or if they are your safe person when they go away for a while. Finally, a variety of circumstances can also trigger setbacks. Exhaustion is a big one, as are health scares and other major life difficulties. As a side note, it can also be helpful to consider substances such as caffeine, alcohol, and sugar. Pay close attention to see if you're more prone to having a setback after taking these or other substances. And if so, consider changing your lifestyle accordingly. Once you identify your triggers, begin to notice the warning signs that a setback is developing. Pay attention to those times when your protective self becomes more verbal. Be aware of times when you become lax in practicing the basic DARE steps. Notice any increase in anxious thoughts and look for any indications that you might be more anxious than usual. The sooner you realize you're moving into a setback, the sooner you can start using all your strategies you've learned. The sooner you start using your strategies, the faster you will move out the other side of the setback. Each time you have a setback, know it will pass by faster than the time before. You now have everything you need to overcome setbacks. Continue to implement what you've learned here and move forward with confidence. Move forward with courage. You're making great progress, and each setback is only bringing you closer and closer to a full recovery.